and welcome to episode 57 of the Ditching Imposter Syndrome podcast with me, your host, Claire Yosa. And today we are looking at the whole myth around, but I need imposter syndrome to perform. This episode is for you if you've ever found yourself thinking that or even saying it out loud or a variant of that, because spoiler alert, it is going to stop you from ditching imposter syndrome and trash your performance, and you deserve better than that. So I'm sharing solutions today. And it's also essential listening if you are a line manager, HR professional, business leader, mental health first aider, or somebody who simply cares a lot about helping people with imposter syndrome, because this is one of the biggest barriers to clearing it out once and for all. It can turn teams toxic in just a few weeks, and it is a myth we really need to ditch. The Ditching Imposter Syndrome podcast is brought to you with love from Claire Yosa. It is bite-sized inspiration for becoming the real you. Practical, science-based, research-backed, with a generous dollop of humor and what we call woo power, engineer-approved, of course, if you already know Claire. This is to help you to lead with courage, confidence, and passion, having the impact your ideas and dreams deserve with less effort and definitely without the fear. As a brilliant first step, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you have hit subscribe so you catch every episode, and take Claire's free research-backed quiz-style assessment to get your imposter syndrome score and a personalized action plan as her gift so you can start turning things around today. Go to ditchingimpostersyndrome.com/quiz, and in the next 3 minutes, you'll get your score, your action plan, and be ready to start waving goodbye to imposter syndrome once and for all. So there are so many myths out there about imposter syndrome, everything from it being incurable to it being invented by the patriarchy to hold women back, even though men and women experience it at pretty much the same rates, according to our research study. But there is a really secret, insidious myth that is keeping so many people stuck with imposter syndrome. And this is the belief that you need it to perform. Unfortunately, I see this belief being perpetuated on social media every single day by the whole hustle culture. Is I wouldn't have achieved the meteoric success that I have if I hadn't had imposter syndrome. But when you dig into it, the vast majority of these people have never actually experienced imposter syndrome. What they're doing is conflating it with the normal, natural, healthy self-doubt that comes with growing and stretching our comfort zones. So before we dive in, a very brief definition. What is imposter syndrome? It is the secret fear of being found out as not good enough or a fraud, despite external world evidence that you're doing really well. And no amount of pep talks and positive thinking and growth mindset is going to clear away that fear, because it's deep down inside at the identity level of who we are. And it's not just stored in the body at a mindset level in the brain. It's also a visceral thing in the body. There is a link between the two. And I have what I call my light bulb definition of imposter syndrome, which is the secret fear of others judging us the way we're judging ourselves. And what we do is we end up experiencing life through that filter, that lens of the fear of others judging and criticizing us, and it makes us hold back. Or if we push on through, we're doing it from a place of fear and potentially creating trauma. Doesn't have to be that way. But the fact that most people don't understand the link between imposter syndrome and trauma in both directions, trauma can cause imposter syndrome can create trauma, is why so many people think that imposter syndrome is incurable, because they're using mindset level, growth mindset, positive thinking strategies to try to clear out something that's actually stored in the body and is deeply connected with our sense of self. So if you want to know more about that, episode 24 of the Ditching Imposter Syndrome podcast is the one to listen to, but surely imposter syndrome is incurable. Massive spoiler alert, it's not. Okay, so what is going on with this whole I need imposter syndrome to perform? I remember I was doing a keynote talk a couple of years ago for an international bank, and one of the leaders was very brave and they put into the chat, because it was a virtual keynote, but oh my goodness, if I lose imposter syndrome, I'll turn into a couch potato. Yeah, I'll never get anything done. I need imposter syndrome to give me the drive, to give me the energy, to help me to perform. So what is going on there? There's this illusion that somehow imposter syndrome drives performance enhancement. There is a certain tiny element of this is that when we take actions that grow us beyond a comfort zone, we can do that with one of two main motivating factors. So Noam Chomsky did some fantastic work on motivational traits, which if you've come across NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, you might have heard of as metaprograms. And there's one of the metaprograms is about how we are motivated to do things. The whole carrot versus stick. And it's called towards and away from. Are you motivated by achieving your goals, by becoming something, by doing something, by the positive outcome? Or by the stick, the fear, the avoidance of disaster? Is I want to make sure I don't such and such. Now, if you're in that fear-based space, stress can actually be a motivator to get you taking action. But it's still going to get you self-sabotaging. You are still going to be holding back. You're going to be pushing on through that fear. And that is something I want to share with you in more detail. There's another podcast episode on that. It's episode 29 of the Ditching Imposter Syndrome podcast. Number 29, the truth about do it scared, the antidote, and which of the two types of fear is trashing your confidence. So yes, stress can give us drive. But it comes at an enormous cost. It impacts the whole fight, flight, freeze stress response when it floods the body with cortisol and adrenaline. There are so many negative consequences that by far outweigh any potential motivation it might have given us to take action. Relying on stress and anxiety for motivation directly impacts the actions we take, how we experience them, and it can lead to physical issues, and it can even lead to mental health and long-term anxiety problems. So line managers, business leaders, they must understand the risks associated with promoting a culture where stress and anxiety are seen as necessary drivers for success, because it can lead to burnout, decreased performance and productivity, and it can turn teams toxic. So this fear that people will lose drive if they clear imposter syndrome is because so many people, when they experience imposter syndrome, get stuck in that stress cycle, the fight, flight, freeze response, and they are using that to keep going despite imposter syndrome. They are using it to try and overcome the fear. The approach I recommend instead is clear the fear and do it anyway. Just imagine a world where people didn't have to feel scared and use stress hormones to push on through and get things done. And I'm going to talk about that and how to do that later in this episode. So what happens when somebody is running imposter syndrome? And our latest research study shows that about 60% of people have experienced it daily or regularly in the past year to an extent that's affecting their well-being and performance, is you can get stuck in that stress cycle, something that's called hypervigilance, where the stress hormones in the body and the vagus nerve, which is part of the stress cycle in the autonomic nervous system, get stuck wired on, constantly chronic low-level stress looking for threats. And I've got a recent podcast episode that can be really helpful for you on this. There's two of them, in fact. One is if you want to be able to spot the imposter syndrome warning signs before you self-sabotage. That's episode 11. And another is episode 52. Which is the four P's of imposter syndrome and how they predict your stress response. Very briefly, we found from our research studies, we've created the model called the four P's of imposter syndrome. They are perfectionism, procrastination, project paralysis, and people pleasing. And they are directly linked with the fight, flight, freeze response. So if somebody is using stress to push on through and get things done despite imposter syndrome, they are going to end up with a stress response from that fight, flight, freeze, and the fourth category that psychologists have brought in, which is fawning. So that people pleasing. And it's pretty easy to imagine how perfectionism, procrastination, project paralysis, and people pleasing are going to affect productivity and performance. But they can also turn teams toxic. Because if somebody's subconscious go-to in the fight, flight, freeze response is the fight, that's where they get nitpicky, critical, even confrontational or defensive in meetings. And that can turn teams toxic in just a few weeks. So these are some of the reasons why we really, really need to stop relying on imposter syndrome to give us the adrenaline and stress boost to push on through the fear. And there's another huge negative unintended consequence of using imposter syndrome to perform. It's something we call toxic resilience. That need to feel that you can just bounce back and keep on going as though everything is fine when you've just been through something that at some level could potentially feel traumatizing. So using imposter syndrome to perform does not lead to sustained high performance. It leads to self-sabotage, it leads to chronic stress, it leads to physical illness, absenteeism, burnout, leave of absence requests, difficulty retaining your best team members, toxic teams. It's pretty negative. If you want to know more about the toxic teams, I've got an episode number 44, is how toxic teammates trigger imposter syndrome and what you can do about it. And also it's worth listening to episode 37, The Silent Threat to Team Performance. So what about this brave soul who asked me in that keynote, you know, what do I do if I clear imposter syndrome like you're suggesting I should? I'm going to turn into a couch potato. What was happening for her? Well, there's something we need to understand, some brilliant work by someone called Hans Selye. He looked at the two types of stress and he talked about distress and eustress. That's EU from the Greek meaning good. So distress is that fight, flight, freeze response, the adrenaline, the cortisol, the pushing on through the fear. But if you imagine a situation where you do need to step up and give that little bit more, you certainly don't want to go in there feeling totally laid back and totally chilled out. You want that bit of a buzz, yeah? When we look at the nervous system, something I studied when I was becoming a yoga teacher, there are two main elements to the nervous system. There's the sympathetic nervous system, which is the whole stress-based fight, flight, freeze response, and the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the relaxation response. And actually, most of the time, unless we're really there chilling out, then what we actually want is a balance between the two so we can be relaxed but alert. But what happens when you do need to give that little bit more? And I just want to briefly interrupt this episode to let you know, if you're finding this useful, make sure you're inside the Imposter Syndrome Hacks app. The March 2024 topic we're doing as our monthly hack is Escaping the Stress Cycle. It's all about how to feel like you've got a magic wand to press pause on stress and negative self-talk in under 60 seconds. And the April 2024 monthly hack theme is what I call my 60-second courage creator. How to get past the flinch factor without risking burnout or pushing on through the fear. To get these, if you're already a Courage Club member, just pop into your Imposter Syndrome Hacks app, click on the Courses tab, and you will see the monthly hacks training. If you're new to the app, then go to impostersyndromehacks.com and you can get a 30-day free trial and a special reduced rate as a founder member. Just go to impostersyndromehacks.com, register, and you can be starting with this month's hack for imposter syndrome, preventing burnout, shrinking your stress levels, and cranking up your confidence in the next 5 minutes. Well, instead of pushing on into the fear zone, you can actually trigger a little bit more of the sympathetic nervous system, that cortisol and adrenaline, that kind of buzz that gives you a little bit of a rush and an oomph through using what Hans Selye calls the eustress. So you still get a little bit of cortisol and adrenaline, but what you're actually experiencing is anticipation and excitement rather than fear and anxiety. And this is really the solution. When we're looking at somebody who's struggling because they think they need imposter syndrome to perform and that without it, they won't be taking the actions, they'll turn into a couch potato, they won't push themselves to grow and stretch and learn, then explaining to them about the two nervous systems, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic, helping them understand about that cortisol and adrenaline stress response, and then Hans Selye's two types of stress, the distress and the eustress, can be incredibly liberating, because suddenly you disconnect that belief that they have to have this awful thing that's impacting their daily experience of life and keeping them at 3 a.m. in order to achieve success, and that they can flow their way there instead of fighting their way there. And this is really the key, is supporting people to do the little bit deeper work that allows us to move from fighting to flowing. But there's another element on this, and I talk about this in much more detail on episode 48 of the Ditching Imposter Syndrome podcast, my three pillars model. So the three pillars of imposter syndrome and burnout and why it's not your fault if you can't shake it. So one of the things that's happening here, when somebody thinks they need imposter syndrome to perform, there will be an element of that that comes from inside of them. In my three pillars model, I call that their habits. But it will also be supported by two pillars that are external to them, the culture and the environment. So as line managers and leaders and HR professionals and individuals, we need to take responsibility for what have we created in our culture and environment that mean that people feel they have to rely on stress and pushing on through and toxic resilience in order to perform and succeed. And how might that be harming them and causing them to fast-track their way to burnout? Our latest research study shows that 1 in 10 people is thinking of quitting a job due to burnout and imposter syndrome every single day. And each week, that's 1 in 4. That is huge. They're genuinely thinking of quitting, and quite a number of them will. So when we're talking about well-being at work and promoting psychological safety, which is actually a legal requirement now in the UK, my inner engineer, I used to be a Six Sigma and mechanical engineer, really is passionate that we've got to stop tinkering with the symptoms and start addressing the root causes. That means looking at why people are pushing on through the fear, using stress and fear from imposter syndrome to perform, why we're driving them to do that. What is it about the culture and the environment that means they've picked up that belief that is going to hold them back? Because after all, who on earth is going to ditch imposter syndrome if they think letting go of it and being free from it is going to turn them into a lazy couch potato if there's someone that's already pretty driven and ambitious? We need to look at what's been happening in the culture and the environment that's maybe setting unrealistic expectations for team members, meaning they feel they've got to run on fear, adrenaline, cortisol, and toxic resilience driven by imposter syndrome in order to be seen as successful, to meet those expectations and goals. You are never going to get your best work out of people when they are stressed, anxious, and exhausted. Deep down, we all know that, yeah? And then there's the other element of it. In addition to dealing with and addressing the cultural and the environmental factors, they can be things like, you know, meeting load or expected response time to pings and interruptions. There are so many different things. I've got resources for you, which I've got in the show notes. Basically, if you want to know more about this, I suggest you check out the training in the Imposter Syndrome Hacks app, which is even available to free members, Imposter Syndrome 101. In that training, I talk about the link between imposter syndrome and burnout and how some of these cultural and environmental factors can impact people, even if we don't realize that they might, and how quickly we can do things about this. And in addition to those culture and environmental pillar factors, we also need to look at the habits. What can we offer as individuals or organizations to support people in clearing out imposter syndrome so that they can show up as all of who they really are, feeling comfortable in their own skin, no longer feeling like they have to wear the masks and the armor and push on through the fear and use something as horrible as imposter syndrome in order to succeed? A really great first step is the Imposter Syndrome Hacks app. And also, you can train people on my certification coaching programs as imposter syndrome first aiders and even up to master coach level. And another resource that I've got for you, if you're an Imposter Syndrome Hacks Courage Club member, make sure you look at the March 2024 hack, Escaping the Stress Cycle. It can feel like you've got a magic wand to press pause on stress and negative self-talk in under 60 seconds. Because we need to break that stress addiction cycle ourselves while we're also working on the external factors. And there are techniques in that training that you can use even up to 20 times a day that will help to clear the body's subconscious physiological addiction to imposter syndrome, to that stress, the cortisol, the adrenaline, to allow you to shift from fighting to flowing, to prevent self-sabotage, and to allow you to really feel that you can thrive and fulfill your potential without having to push on through the fear. All of this is absolutely essential if we're looking at preventing the next epidemic, which we're already seeing coming, which is burnout. Yeah, I'm already hearing from client organizations how they're struggling with staff retention. They're finding that sickness rates have gone through the roof, sabbatical requests, leave of absence, struggling to retain their best team members. And so much of this is easily preventable when you understand the three pillars model, that culture, environment, habits, and you proactively work on all three. I hope this episode has been useful for you and you've been able to ditch the myth that you need imposter syndrome to perform and you've got some concrete ideas for what you could do next instead. As I say, there's plenty waiting for you there in the Imposter Syndrome Hacks app. If you just dipping your toe in the water, you can come and join us as a free member and get the Imposter Syndrome 101 training. But if you're on a mission and you really mean this, make sure you join us as a trial member for the first 30 days at impostersyndromehacks.com as a Courage Club member. And then you get the full archives, on-demand training, monthly new hacks, really focusing on clearing out the stress, because this simply isn't something you have to put up with. I'll be back next week with episode 58, when we're going to be looking at whether imposter syndrome stems from trauma, or whether it's a personality trait, or simply human nature. I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to the Ditching Imposter Syndrome podcast. I cannot wait to hear what you go and do with this stuff. Make sure you subscribe to wherever you love to get your podcasts. It's absolutely free. My gift to you and your future every Friday. And if you found it useful, please leave us a review. It helps other people to find the podcast too. And remember, one of my other gifts to you is my imposter syndrome scorecard. So if you haven't found out your imposter syndrome score yet, and you haven't got your personalized action plan from me for that yet, go to clairejosa.com/quiz and take the scorecard now.